Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Michael. So Michael, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so my name is Michael Miller. I currently live in Louisiana, right in the south, about an hour out from New Orleans. I do professional video editing online for content creators, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, the whole spectrum. As like side hustles, I sell presets online for Premiere, along with a couple of other very small little hustles that I'm trying to get up right now. But those are the two main things.
Awesome. So in terms of your side hustle, can you just talk more about that? Like, how do you manage your time with everything that you're doing?
Poorly. Honestly, it's hard to figure out kind of what to do, what, when, how to do what, when. I try to keep a schedule. I try to talk to clients and stuff like that as far as knowing when they're going to send me things. It's a lot of, hey, when am I going to get this? And trying to figure that out. I'm not in school too often. I take two classes right now, and both of them are not very time consuming as far as, you know, workload goes. There's not a lot of classroom time. There's not a lot of homework time. So my schedule is very loose on that end. But I try to kind of keep some semblance of a schedule, you know, waking up in the morning around 7:30 and trying to get as much of my work done as I can. And it's very day by day. I do terribly with weekly and monthly schedules.
Makes sense. So you mentioned that you're in school right now, part-time, but do you think that you get value out of it? Does it make sense? Or do you think that you're doing better with what you're doing, you know, when it comes to everything else?
Of course, I'm a senior right now in high school. So it's okay. As far as high school goes, I think there's a lot of things that I find very, I don't want to sound negative, but very pointless. Things that I just don't think are very, very good to spend my time on. But I do think that there is some importance to the things that I'm doing as far as conceptually what having classes and what having instructors and assignments teaches me as far as like time management and efficiency and things like that. But sometimes, you know, I very much do scratch my head, like, why do I need to know this with a lot of classes?
What about college? Like, are you thinking about that? Or it's like, what is your vision after high school?
College? Right now, I do want to go to film school. You know, college is, in my eyes, very much a social experience and a lot less of an educational experience. I think if I'm going to go to college, it's more so for the environment and the community and less so for the education. I don't think I'm going to get a lot out of film school, but I'm still going, you know, just because I've been encouraged to go. So that was the happy medium. I'm not about to tell my parents that I'm not going to college. That's not something that I very much want to do. And I think, you know, the college experience is important in a lot of ways. I think having, again, professors and assignments and stuff like that, that encourage you to manage your time and keep consistent with things like that is important. And of course, if you can get a good scholarship too, you know, it's not very, very bad on the monetary side of things.
So when it comes to your business, like, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
It's a lot of small things, honestly. In regards to right now, it's finding more clients. I've recently had a burst of free time, and I'm trying to fill that with things that are that have a return on investment as far as me, where I'm spending my time. So right now I'm currently trying to find more clients. I've got two or three that are consistent, as in, you know, we've got deals worked out and they send me videos on a consistent basis. And I've got another three, four, or five that I know are just around that send me stuff, not necessarily on a schedule, but I know and can expect that they're going to send me things. And I do love all of them dearly. They're very nice. But, you know, right now I'm trying to expand, and that's where I'm finding a lot of problems, is kind of figuring out how I want to branch out.
What are you looking at in terms of branching out expansion? Like, are you looking at spending more time on X or running ads, or like, where do you really see yourself being able to get in front of more people?
X has been incredibly beneficial in the sense of like getting in front of people. I've really liked the platform and kind of what it's done for my business. And I do plan on sticking there. I've had a couple of people kind of in the creator niche that I know tell me that I should be making editing tutorials. So I'm gonna touch on that and just kind of see how that does. I think I can definitely do something there. I do like creating videos for myself as much as I love, creating videos for other people. So I'm gonna try to touch on that. And as far as branching out goes, really, it's just finding bigger clients. I created a reel of sorts and kind of showed Twitter X, sorry, what I was capable of doing. And that the I actually made two of those, and both of those did very well and got me a lot of clients. So, if I really need more, I can always create one of those. And I know that I'll get 30, 40 something DMs of people going, hey, like, can you do X, Y, and Z? And that always opens up new doors, which again, I'm incredibly thankful for. As I feel very lucky, very blessed to be where I am right now.
So how do you get that kind of like organic reach, right? Like when you make a post, how do you make sure it's like a high converting post? It's going to be in people's feeds who don't even follow you.
What I've found to be what I think is incredibly important as far as creating reels goes is standing out. I find a lot of people kind of in my circle that make these sorts of reels, they fail to inject personality. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think in a lot of senses, kind of not really having yourself too attached to your work is good. But for me personally, I like to interject my own personality into what I'm doing, kind of the way I feel about a project and the way that I see it. And I very much put that into my own projects, into my own reels. I very much make it my own. And I don't try to kind of cater to this super large audience by saying, I can do this, 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 and this, and kind of sticking to the super rigid structure that a lot of other kind of very similar reels stick to. I see a lot of people, they just start their reels and they're like, hey, my name is X, and I can do subtitles, and I can do transitions, and I can do this and that. And I knew that I didn't want to be that because I would just blend in with everybody else. So I wanted to kind of make my reel stand out in a sense. So I tried to interject my personality as much as I could, my own style, and all of that good stuff.
Just talk more about that, like your style, like and your personality. It's like, what does that actually look like? Like if I'm, scrolling and I see one of your reels, like, what can I expect to see that's different from like everybody else?
It's very, I don't want to say kind of jumpy in your face. It's there's no specific word that I can really put to it, but it's like when I'm writing out the scripts to my video, I very much make it my own sense of humor, my own kind of jokes and memes and ideas that I like and kind of gravitate towards. And I know that I could get other clients that are a lot more serious by kind of detracting from that. I feel like there's, like I said, some benefit to having a less a personality that is less attached to your work. But me personally, I again just prefer to kind of inject my own humor and my own ideas into the things that I do. And that ends up showing like, very a lot of memes, a lot of like very flashy imagery, a lot of just kind of funny, stupid jokes, a lot of like self-referential humor. And I think in a lot of ways that let me stand out. And yeah, for sure, it definitely took a couple of clients off the board that were like, I don't really want a guy that's injecting this much personality. But again, it means for me that my work is more fun and that I find clients that I get along with. So, it's a give and take. And for me, it was a pro.
For sure. So in terms of scalability, it's like, what does that look like for you? Like, are you re looking to hit like a certain revenue number? Like, what does success really look like for you when it comes to your business?
What do I define as success?
Well, in terms of
Man,
revenue. Yeah, in
yeah,
terms
of
of revenue.
course. I think for a lot of people, the goal is 10,000 a month, and that's what I'm aiming for right now. I don't know how long it's going to be until I get there, but I've got ideas on how to get there. I don't want to get into specifics on what I make right now. I just, I feel like this is a little too personal,
Right,
but
right.
I'm doing pretty good. I'd say good for a high schooler, as far as that goes. So short-term goal right now is 5 to 6,000 a month, and then I feel like I can comfortably move out. I'm close to that. I'm comfortably close.
I'm saying, so it's kind of like what I was getting at earlier, right? It's like if you're making 10K a month, go to college, get a degree, teaching you how to make. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, what are, I mean, yeah, I guess maybe you learn some more skills, but like, how much more can you go? Like, what are you still going to be like, I'm running your business while in college, like what, or film school, like what does that look like for you?
Yeah, college. That is a struggle. And to be completely honest with you, like I don't know how to fully answer that because that is something that I'm grappling with myself is how I'm going to balance those times. A lot of what I'm seeing right now is trying to transition away from creating videos for other people and instead creating products that I can sell. My dad's not a business major in any sense, but he does know what he's doing. And he's always kind of talked to me about like the idea of like a hotcake, just like something that you can sell very easily that doesn't really require a lot of work to make or no work to make. And for me, that was presets for Premiere. So I'm really trying to push that. And I think if I can get that to work and if I can really up kind of the marketing, the presentation and the quality of the presets, you know, I want to sell people a good product, you know, then that'll kind of help me with my time and not necessarily detract from the revenue that I'm making.
So are you going to be making that yourself or are you sourcing?
Of course. Right now, the ones that I make are, I made myself. I think it's like 200 something presets and I made them all myself. I took a couple of weeks. And the big idea behind them was I wanted to kind of target people who are in my niche, who make videos that I make. And I made presets that cater to that audience. Very effect-based, very transition-based, very kind of pop, like pizzazz, like gaming YouTuber kind of stuff, like presets that cater to that whole audience. And I spent a lot of time making those. And, you know, I made them all myself. If I get big enough to the point where I can comfortably outsource my presets to somebody that I trust will do a good job and make something that, you know, I'm proud to sell other people and feel like I can fairly sell them without being like, you know, I probably should be charging less for this, you know, than I will. But right now I don't know anybody that could do that. And I don't have the resources to try to figure that out right now.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started your own company?
Don't get too focused on one thing. Like don't get too attached to one idea. I went through easily like 10, 15, 20 different ideas before I really settled on what I'm doing right now, which is of course editing and presets. And you know, I feel like a lot of people jump in very quickly and they're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then they get their heart set on that idea. And then they realize that they can't do it. And it's very crushing and it's very disappointing. And, you know, if I had to give anybody advice, it'd be like, until you really get a solid foundation with whatever you're doing, not just in regards to like online e-commerce and online, you know, business making, but in general, like don't get too focused on one thing until you're absolutely like sure that it's going to work. And like, you're absolutely sure, like you need to be ready to jump to other things. You need to have other ideas, other backups and sort of thing and things like that.
Makes sense. So because somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handle, just best way for somebody to get in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. So as far as social media handles go, I usually funnel everything through my Twitter. So my Twitter is at editor Michael M. At, let me make sure I get this right, editormichaelm, editor Michael M on Twitter.
Well, Michael, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time and we're rooting for you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
God bless. See you.
God bless. See you.